AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. It's been a rough start on Wall Street. Oil prices are rising again and stocks are lower. President Trump says keeping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon is a higher priority than higher gas and oil prices. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
On social media, the president writes, when oil prices do rise, the U.S. makes a lot of money. But he's putting more importance on, quote, stopping an evil empire.
Iran is being absolutely decimated.
The president has promised to finish the job. His post came shortly before Iran's new supreme leader issued his first statement, saying Tehran will keep attacking Gulf Arab neighbors and maintain leverage against both the U.S. and Israel through effectively closing the Strait of Hormuz. Sagar Magani at the White House.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says there's no imminent threat to the state from Iran. ABC News reports the FBI has warned California, Iran could send drones to the West Coast in retaliation for the war. Isaac Levy, an analyst for the Center for Research in Energy and Clean Air, says Russia is benefiting from these higher energy prices.
It's providing more money for them to pay for drones, weapons, recruitment of soldiers in Russia that are causing death and destruction in Ukraine.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's awaiting White House approval for a major drone production agreement proposed by Kyiv last year. Police and federal agents say they're responding to a shooting at Old Dominion University in Virginia. Long-serving South Carolina Democrat Jim Clyburn says he's running for an 18th term in Congress. The 85-year-old Clyburn is one of the oldest Democrats in Washington. The National Museum of African American History and Culture is removing a rare slave ship timber from its Slavery and Freedom exhibit and returning it to South Africa. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling on Wall Street as worries about the war with Iran sent oil prices back above $100 a barrel. The S&P 500 fell 1.3% in the first hour of trading Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 645 points. That's about 1.5%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.6%. Oil prices were rising sharply again as traders worried that the Strait of Hormuz could remain closed for a while, blocking the global flow of crude from the Persian Gulf. If oil prices stay high, it would mean not only higher prices at the gas pump, but also worsening inflation throughout the economy. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
René Redzepi, the founder and celebrity chef at the iconic Danish restaurant Noma, has stepped down following allegations of abuse and assault. Redzepi had been dogged for years by reports of mistreatment of his staff, as well as using unpaid interns. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.